This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Tommy L. McDowell, Appellant, decided May 27, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, 1 State of Missouri, Number ED1N2380. Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Cause Number 22SL, CR070039, Tommy L. McDowell, Honorable Stanley J. Wallach, Appellant. Filed May 27, 2025, Introduction. A jury found Appellant Tommy McDowell guilty of 2 counts of child molestation in the first degree. In a single point on appeal, Appellant challenges the purported exclusion of Appellant's expert witness during the trial. Because we find no evidence in the record that Appellant called an expert witness or that the circuit court excluded Appellant's expert, there can be no evident, obvious, and clear error. Thus, we affirm the circuit court's judgment. Background. On August 23, 2015, victim, who was 4 years old at the time, was taken to her aunt's house by her mother. Appellant, victim's cousin, lived in the home and was present on that day. When victim's mother returned to take her home that evening, victim told her mother that appellant pulled her into his room and made her sit on his lap. Victim further stated that sitting on appellant's lap hurt and that she did not like it. 2. Victim's parents immediately took her to the hospital. At the hospital, a sexual assault nurse examiner interviewed victim and performed a physical examination. Victim's clothes were placed in a bag to be used in the ensuing investigation and were analyzed by a DNA lab for the detection of fluids on the clothing. Without prompting, victim disclosed additional details of the assault to the nurse examiner, including that appellant's penis and mouth touched her vagina and bottom. The nurse examiner testified that victim's disclosures were consistent throughout the interview and examination. The examination revealed trauma to victim's rectal area. A DNA swab of the rectal area showed the presence of victim's DNA and the DNA of another person, although there was insufficient genetic information to identify the other person. Victim's underwear was determined to have male DNA present. Appellant provided a sample of his DNA during the investigation, which matched the sample of male DNA on victim's clothing. Appellant was charged with 2 counts of child molestation in the first degree. At trial, the state introduced expert testimony about the DNA evidence. However, the defense never called a DNA expert to testify. The jury found appellant guilty as charged. This appeal follows. Discussion. In his sole point on appeal, appellant argues that the circuit court plainly erred when it excluded appellant's DNA expert witness. Appellant asserts that the exclusion of the witness deprived him of evidence that would be exculpatory, in that the expert's testimony would have explained why appellant's DNA would be present on victim's clothing, but not present on her body, and as such, the exclusion was evident, obvious, and clear error, resulting in a manifest injustice. Appellant concedes that his claim is unpreserved and requests that this court undertake plain error review of his point on appeal. 3. This court does not generally review unpreserved claims of error. State v. Brandelis, 601 SW3D 519, 526, Moe Bank, 2020. Rule 30.20 provides an exception allowing that plain errors affecting substantial rights may be considered in the discretion of the court when the court finds that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted therefrom. Itadori, quoting Rule 30.20. Rule 30.20 makes clear that plain error review is a discretionary 2-step process. See State v. Minor, 648 SW3D 721, 731. MoBank 2022. The first step is to determine whether the claim of error facially establishes substantial grounds for believing that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted. State v. Baumrook, 280 SW3D 600, 607, MoBank 2009. Plain errors are those that are evident, obvious, and clear. Id. In the absence of such a determination, an appellate court should decline to review for plain error. See Brandelis 601 SW3 at 526. If plain error is found on the face of the claim, then the court may proceed to the second step to determine whether the claimed error resulted in manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice. See Baumrook 280 SW by U3D at 6:07. To show manifest injustice or a miscarriage of justice, a defendant must demonstrate outcome determinative error. State v. Vitale, 688 SW 3D, 740, 746, Moedi App, 2024. We will not convict a trial court of error when there is no evidence in the record from which to substantiate an appellant's claim. Thomas V. Deere of Revenue, 874 SW 2D, 427, 429, Mo App, WD, 1994. In this case, appellant's claim of E,